This morning will be found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning with the 13th verse. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring him with those who have fallen asleep. This we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy God, I'm grateful for your love, your truth, and your mercy. But in particular, oh God, how you reveal that truth to us. Thank you for the word of God that we can look in and be encouraged in moments when we grieve. So I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I speak of thy wondrous works. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake I ask this. And God's people said, amen. The people of Thessalonica were having an existential difficulty. They did not know how to grieve for those who died before the return of Jesus Christ. And it is the Apostle Paul that has to clear up the paradox of how to grieve, but not grieve like those who have no hope. No hope in particular of eternal life. The Apostle Paul had to clear up the confusion, heavily mixed with grief about eternal life. It did not hurt that where the church was located had all kinds of different religions surrounding them. The beliefs of these religions countered the beliefs of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There were beliefs that you could be reincarnated. There were beliefs that nothing happened, you just died and that was it. There were beliefs that relished the fact that they could do whatever they wanted to do with their bodies because death meant nothing. The beliefs in this in the region countered those of Christianity. Paul, over 2,000 years ago, clears this up for us this morning. Every now and then, we need to reaffirm the reality of our future. We need to hear the good news of our beliefs about death and life and who we are in the Lord. God, through the blessing of Scripture, tells us to be encouraged because we know the future fate of Christians who die in the Lord are with Him. So what gives us hope this morning? What is the difference between the Christian that mourns the loss of a loved of a believer and a non-believer? How can we encourage ourselves when a loved one in Christ dies? Can we really have hope about our future? Travel with me through our passage this morning and hear the good news that the Apostle Paul tells us. Well, first, in order to answer the question, can we really have hope about our future, we must first reestablish our faith in the resurrection. John 11 verses 1 through 17 tells of a story of Jesus's best friend dying, Lazarus. And he didn't get to Lazarus because Lazarus, they were behind a couple of days and they couldn't get to Lazarus before he died. So as the disciples and Jesus got to the village, Lazarus' sisters told him, "Hey, you're too late. Our brother is dead." Jesus tells them, "No, your brother isn't dead. He's just asleep." Well, they didn't know what to make of what Jesus was saying, except in the fact that in our Jewish with our Jewish brothers and sisters, they believed in a hereafter. So Jesus says, take me to the tomb. He gets to the tomb. He tells them to open the door of the tomb where Lazarus is buried. The sisters, Mary and Martha, say, hey, you can't do that. His body's already stinking. They said, Jesus said, no, remove the stone and watch what happens. Well, Jesus, after they remove the stone, Jesus calls forth Lazarus, and he comes out of the tomb with his burial clothes, hopping to the people that, to the Jesus that called him. This is the resurrection. This is what happens when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah. The very center of our faith is not miracles. The very center of our faith is not calling the disciples. The center of our faith is not just the birth story of Jesus, even though it's important. The center of our faith is that Jesus took the cross to a hill, died, was buried, and then rose on the third day. He did this for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we have been saved. If Jesus rose from the dead through the power of the Holy Spirit, he will raise us up also, precious ones. Beloved, how can we encourage ourselves when a loved one dies in Christ? Reestablish faith in the resurrection. Second, we know the future. We know our future. Listen to the Apostle Paul talk about the future of the people of God. Our passage says, for since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. We have a hope, precious ones, beyond death, that Christ raises us from the dead when he returns. Our future, beloved, is here before us. We don't grieve for our Christian loved ones as others do. Yes, we have the grief that is full, but because of the power that raised up Jesus from the dead, that's going to be the same power that raises up us in Christ. How can we encourage ourselves when loved ones die in Christ? Because we know our future. And finally, we don't have to live in excessive grief, or what I would call the disease of grief. I believe that Jesus died and rose again from the dead. That is my personal testimony. I believe that he rose from the dead to save my life. A drug addict, a former drug addict, a former drug dealer, somebody who never heard the gospel in his life, somebody who didn't go to church, somebody who heard the gospel only when he was 20 years old. That belief was given to me. I didn't get it myself. And I believe that it is given to you and all of those of you who are listening this morning. This is the primary fact of Christianity, that Jesus died and rose again. The cross and the resurrection are inseparably linked together, for the resurrection was the crown of the redeeming sacrifice. Jesus was delivered for our offenses, and he was raised again for our justification. This is the bedrock of our faith. Paul ties the truth of Jesus' resurrection in an unknown future and puts it in the known Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will return again. Christians who die will rise again. Those who have died will return with him. All this is carried out by God's power. How can we encourage ourselves when a loved one dies in Christ? We don't have to live in an excessive grief. Paul was very clear. He wanted us to know a couple of things. First, the Lord Jesus Christ himself will come down. Second, there will be a lot of noise. Third, the dead believers will rise first. Fourth, Christians who are still alive on earth will rise next. Fifth, everyone meets together with Christ in the air. And sixth, eternity begins. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for encouraging us this morning to know that when we die in you, we don't have anything to fear. Lord God, yes, we grieve for loved ones who have gone before us, loved ones who have known you and have loved you all of their lives. But we are encouraged on the other end, dear God, that we will see them again. And that one day we will see who you are in your fullness and your glory. That one does not prevent the other, and that those in Thessalonica who believe that they would prevent those who died from raising up, God, we don't have to worry. For you said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. God, we believe this. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake we ask this. And God's people said, amen.